Pornhub stats from last year, for the fifth year in a row, said that hentai was the top search term of the year.
I'm into women, femme women, f***ing guys with a strap on. So that's either cis guys or trans guys.
I think it's, for me, it felt different watching girls have sex. I was just like, yeah, this feels safe.
I stumbled across peeing in porn. And I was totally surprised to find that it actually turned me on massively.
They were like, isn't that kind of gay that you like that? And I was like, no, is it?
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon. And on the weekend, I discovered that I absolutely hate shrimp.
You're only just now? Like, it took you that long?
Well, okay. What happened was, it was my partner's 30th birthday lunch with his whole family. And, yeah, basically his beautiful mom made this insane paella, but it was a seafood paella.
Yum.
And I discovered whilst I was eating it that I actually really, really can't handle a whole shrimp, like with the eyes and the tentacles and the feet
right
staring at me on my plate.
Yeah. So that's actually the problem. It wasn't really like the prawn. It was like seeing it with like a full head body.
Yeah.
As a living organism.
Way too fishy for me, way too alive. And so every time she looked away, I had to like quickly shove it on my partner's plate.
Did you eat like the body or you didn't?
Oh, no.
Not
oh,
at
no.
all. You didn't oh, even go no, there. No, no. Okay.
Shoved it. That's a new discovery. Cannot handle the full shrimp.
Okay, I'm going to say something really brave. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen, and I challenged myself because you didn't even try and eat it.
No.
I ate haggis for the first time on the weekend.
Can you explain what that is?
So haggis is the national dish of Scotland. It's a savoury pudding made from sheep's offal, which is heart, liver, lungs, minced with oatmeal, suet, onion, and spices, traditionally cooked in a sheep's stomach. Let me just tell you this. I will try anything once, right? I'm known to eat whatever food. Like, I'm really, like, adventurous when it comes to that thing. But when I smelt this, my stomach actually turned. There was, like, this weird greasy smell to it that was, like, really
foul. We should give a trigger warning for people listening.
Like, and I don't really get queasy. And I was like, whoa, this is, like, intense. But I ate some because I'm brave. And also I really did want to try it. And it actually tasted really good. It tasted like the stuff inside a sausage roll. So now I am questioning Australian sausage rolls, we need to do a
haggis roll.
Well, no, I was going to say, what do you call it? Like a national inquiry. Like what's in them? Because why does it taste like haggis?
I mean, put onion and garlic on anything and I'm sure it'll be okay.
Yeah, but like even like liver,
no,
heart,
all right,
stomach.
Okay, all right, we're going to get into this episode.
Anyway.
We are talking about taste.
Yeah, but not in food. We're talking about taste in porn.
Yeah.
So off the back of Heated Rivalry, which we have an episode out already, we noticed obviously that a lot of straight women after this show realized that they are really into gay porn, specifically like male on male. And we were like, let's explore this and see what other people are into and whether their porn taste has surprised them a little bit.
Yeah. And what you've discovered, because you might be into, for example, a certain type of BDSM or kink or fetish that you might not actually be into in your real life.
Yeah, you're so, like, I would never tie somebody
up
and
so it's
do
like,
that.
What have you discovered about yourself, about what it is about this particular porn that you really like?
Yeah. Maybe you're the kind of person as well that like has never watched anime and you judge it and you're literally like, nah, that's lame. But then you found yourself like watching hentai and being like, wait, I'm kind of turned on. And like the extreme fantasy of it and seeing somebody get fucked with some tentacles. You're like, damn, I'm kind of into that.
And I think as well what we're going to explore is when it can be a bit confronting. So say you are a really staunch feminist but you love watching gangbangs or consensual, non-consensual porn. And that can be really confusing.
Yeah. It's a really interesting topic and I think what we want to preface before going into this is that we're really not the experts on this and we absolutely will get an expert to speak to a lot of this. We kind of wanted this episode to be an exploration of what you are into and give you a bit of a platform to talk about it in like a curious, safe and non-judgmental way. Because there are things in this episode that are going to come up that might be unsavory to some people and be like, how can anyone like this?
Yeah.
But a lot of you do. And we had so many DMs about it. So yeah, we just want to go into this being curious, asking questions, and really giving you a platform and making you feel maybe a little less alone.
Yeah, in what it is that you're into. And in that expert chat in a couple of days' time, that's where we'll really unpack like the ethics and what does it say about you and what does it mean and that kind of thing. But we're also not going to get into, you know, the conversation around porn being bad for people, or porn addiction, or the impact of porn on your mental health, or the impact of porn has on us culturally, because we've done episodes on that.
Yeah.
They're all in your feeds. Last year we did one a couple of months ago on porn addiction. So yeah, this episode, like Peep said, is all about just hearing from you, opening up the floor to hear what you're into and, you know, being a little bit curious about it.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so I guess we need to start with our own.
This is, I know, the thing. I love that this whole episode is going to be anonymous, but we're
except
like
for us.
Okay, so this is me.
Yeah.
No, I feel like we've spoken about it before on the pod.
No, we definitely have. And like, I think I'll get into this later. Like, obviously I've spoken a lot about, like, I love fantasy smut, and I think there's elements of porn in that you don't get from watching. It's very much like reading or listening, and I'll get into that later. But I was having a think about this and I was like, I really don't watch any type of traditional porn. It's never really been a thing for me. I've tried, I've dabbled. I would say I've dabbled in like anime and hentai for sure. I think that fantasy element again speaks to what I like. And then I remember a time though when I did say to a previous partner that I was like, yeah, okay, I think my go-to if it was
going to watch it
would be kind of like amateur, like self-filmed girls like masturbating. And at the time they were like, isn't that kind of gay that you like that? And I was like, no, is it? So it was really interesting. And I remember feeling like a bit like judged and felt a bit jarring, like to have that conversation. I felt a bit ashamed.
You are literally watching, like for some people watching porn means trying to picture themselves in that scenario. So like you're fantasizing about you, potentially you in that scenario, or like,
yeah,
we're going to get into it in this episode. There's such a like long bow to draw.
Yeah.
I can't.
What about you though?
I am like you. I don't watch it ever. I think when I was younger and I just wanted to explore my sexuality a bit, I mainly watched lesbian porn or girl on girl. And I think it came like looking back, reflecting for this episode, I think it came from a place of feeling safe. I don't know. I think I find mainstream hetero sex really jarring and violent and degrading and misogynistic, and it just never felt like something that would ever get me off. I think it's, for me, it felt different watching girls have sex. I was just like, this feels safe.
And statistically, like women having sex with each other, they like gonna have more pleasure and orgasm potentially. So when you see like a guy and a girl, I'm like, I kind of just know that you're like faking it because you're porn stars or you're acting. Like maybe like some, there are some amateur porn where it's like they're clearly a couple and they just like know the routine and they know how to do it. But yeah, I completely know where you're coming from with that.
Like if it's ethical OnlyFans or whatever. Yeah. But I think like growing up, like we didn't know. It was just like, oh, Pornhub.
Yeah.
But I think like I'm a big reader like you. Mine isn't so much romantic or smart. I'm such a Pride and Prejudice yearning type.
Slow burn.
So like when I was watching Heated Rivalry, it was like more about like the feet touching and the hands touching under the table that I loved. And like, you know, the old 1800s, like, you know, skirt above the ankle. Like, you know, I loved that kind of real slow burn.
Yeah, but it's so annoying when you're reading a book like that and then it's like a fade to black when they're clearly about to have sex. And you're like, no!
Yeah. So I'm like, that's the kind like of that. Stuff that I love reading is the real old Victorian era, we shouldn't be doing this, but we are kind of energy.
Yeah. And I want to acknowledge everyone who's like us in that they're like, I don't really watch porn. And maybe you don't even listen or read any either. There were tons of you in the DMs, but obviously let's focus on everyone who was like, I've got an opinion about porn.
Yeah.
I have a lot of things to say and I like a lot of different things. And trust me, the specifics that you went into, like we were needing to Google. Like I thought we were the experts on this, but I was like, oh no, I don't know any of these acronyms. Like,
no.
I'm like, what's going on?
And so many of you DM'd being like, sorry, what the hell is this?
Yeah. So we'll try and give little explanations when we do come across them. But yeah, we'll read out a couple. And like Dee said, changed every single name on this, so don't stress. Marcel saying step siblings. Will saying cheating on partner, wake up sex, tearing tight sex. Again, like very specific like images there.
Jack says cuckold, hot wifing, which is basically when your wife, your partner, has sex with other men with your approval. SPH, which is small penis humiliation.
Had to look that one up.
So very niche.
Yeah. Andrew saying spit roasting, which is like two people on either side, one in the mouth, one in the back. Male, female, male, group play, bukkake, which is a Japanese term for, well, I don't know the direct translation, but it's basically when a bunch of men ejaculate on a woman's face, usually a woman.
Justin loves watching pregnant porn, very niche. Mm-hmm. Trey, J-O-I, jerk off instructions.
Yeah.
The performer knows their role and takes care of you to help get you what you want.
We had to look this up. And so basically it's literally like, it's almost like a guided like masturbation video. It kind of sounds really wholesome,
is
actually.
Is it a bit dom and, is it like dom and sub, like telling them what to do?
To be honest with you, I didn't look up a video. I kind of wish I did now.
The funny thing was, Pip and I were in the office like looking up so many of these terms, having no clue what any of them were, trying to hide our screens from the open plan office. Like
full minimize, like
our boss
hand
is around,
over.
Like trying. Yeah, anyway.
I actually can't believe we got
through
to it.
If we're not here next week, it's because we got fired. Cowie says cream pies are so hot. I don't know why I love it so much. And Tooley saying, such an odd one, but I'm a lesbian who loves male solo masturbation. So like we're hearing, there are some very specific and niche. We're going to get into the main types of porn that people are watching.
According to our DMs.
Yeah, according to our DMs. Mm. But also what the research shows as well. But before we do that, Pip and I thought it's probably worth exploring a little bit around why people are consuming porn, right? So I think it's important to think about the intent before we get into some of these. And what we discovered from doing the research was that people are usually watching, listening, or reading porn for sexual pleasure and fantasy. For them, it's kind of a way to explore something that they might not be into, but something that they could like fantasize about. There's a very clear distinction about it not being something that they want to do, mm-hmm. but something that they're into just, you know, imagining or learning about or fantasizing about.
Yeah, another reason would be emotional regulation. So whether you are stressed or you're bored, I think we've all been there where you're literally just like had a hard day at work or you've got a bit of time on your hands. That's another reason why people are watching.
Which means that you might want to watch something that you just quickly can get off to.
Yeah.
So if you have kind of, we've spoken about this on the hookup before, but if you've trained your brain to only orgasm from specific types of sexual stimulation or whatever it is that you're watching or whatever, like, and you just like need to quickly de-stress and you're like, yep, if I watch cream pies, I know I'm going to come.
Yes.
So you might just only watch cream pies in that moment.
Yeah. Another one would also be just like sexual curiosity and kind of like self-exploration as well. You know, people sometimes, as you said, they watch a fantasy thing that they're like, I would never be into that and I would never do it. But then some people have like maybe like an earnest curiosity about like finding out about their sexuality or stuff that they like. So that's another reason why people might be into porn and consume it.
Mm-hmm. And what was really fascinating was another main reason why people consume porn is for the variety and novelty. And this is something that we spoke about recently in that episode we did about phone use, but the brain, the expert we spoke to, talked about how like the brain wants novelty. It gets dopamine hits from seeing something that they haven't seen before, something new, the variety. And this is something that people get from potentially watching porn, listening to it or reading about it. It's like this like maybe extreme thing that I've never heard of, or this very niche thing that I've never heard of, or I've never been sexually aroused by, but now I'm suddenly being aroused by this and it's like exciting for the brain.
Mm. I keep thinking about like how AI has taken over our lives, especially when you're just randomly scrolling through your feeds and you'll see a video and you have to be like genuinely second guess because it's so out there and so crazy. You're like, how did I just see a dolphin do a triple backflip and eat a burger at the same time? And then you're like, oh, well, obviously it's not real. And I just said like, wow, the AI porn that is going to come from this and really like bring that novelty and that variety that is so crazy.
100%, which yeah. I think is a great lead into one of the biggest porn types in the world, which is hentai. So Pip, you're way more versed in this than I am.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain? So Pornhub stats from last year, for the fifth year in a row, said that hentai was the top search term of the year.
Yeah, so hentai, if you've ever been interested in it or dabbled in it, it's basically like perverse sexual acts. It's all animated and it has like some pretty common tropes in it, I would say. there's a lot of monsters in it. Like there's a lot of people getting fucked by monsters and vice versa. That's why I like kind of said like the tentacle thing. Like that's kind of the meme about it. But like there's all sorts of things like that. There are, you know, fan adaptations of like really popular like animes and then like characters getting whole new canon events, getting like fucked by the villain and like blah, blah, blah. Like there's a lot of that. The other tropes I would say where it gets a bit icky is kind of like the age of some of these characters that are drawn, where you're watching it and you're a little bit like, oh, they're really tiny, like they're really petite. They're
very childlike.
Yeah, they've got like childlike kind of energy and also like appearances, but then also they're kind of paired with like massively perfect tits, huge asses, like perfect puss, like hairless. It's all of that. I feel like I'm almost like putting it into a box, but it's almost like you can almost see anything with it because it's drawn, right? Like it's animated.
Yeah. And a few of you in the DM said this is why you love it, right? Yeah. Jules said, I love anime porn. The most particularly are the monster ones. Ari as well saying,
Ahegao.
What's that?
Ahegao, because I'm a hentai freak. I think I might be saying it wrong.
What is it?
It's the classic meme face of where...
Oh.
And it was like definitely a meme in like 2020 where it's like girls kind of do this like pleasure face where they literally like, and they do like a cross eye. Don't clip that. Fuck. Someone's going to take a screenshot of me doing that. Fuck.
Don't
do that. But it's like a thing. And I think, yeah, again, like the fantasy part, like if we're going to look at these like reasons why people like it, it's like almost anything can be drawn and can exist. And it takes fantasy and desire and pleasure to like the most extreme places.
Yeah. We were looking online from people who have like publicly spoken about why they're really into this. And we came across an article where someone said, the biggest reason I'm into hentai is probably the fact that it can realistically pull off specific fetishes better than any other form of porn. It all comes across more convincingly than what the actual porn stars consider acting, which research backs. This is a psychologist that's quoted in an article talking about he believes the rise in popularity is due to unlimited sexual fantasies available through this format. The erotic illusions possible are freed from all the normal constraints of reality. It can heighten the illusion that our libido has now landed in the most idealistic place possible.
Yeah, there's something about like the drawn animation and the way that they can control those like facial expressions, whereas when you see a real person, you know, you read so much more. Like psychologically, you kind of understand like maybe how they're feeling and maybe they're like masking pain with pleasure or vice versa. Whereas like this, it's like it's very controlled. And I think people sometimes potentially think it's more ethical in a way as well, because it's like, oh, well, it's just a drawing. Like nothing's really happening here.
Yeah. And I think that's something we need to explore with the expert we chat to.
But I do want to say that I think the term hentai has evolved so much. And culturally, I think people just associate it with anime.
It's like the DMs we got from people were like, I love monsters.
Yeah.
I love anime. I love seeing characters that I've watched have sex.
Yes.
You know?
Which is exactly what Tay told us about.
I've gotten really into, honestly, Rule 34 because I started watching anime. And I started fantasizing a lot about the characters that I liked, which was very unexpected for me because I used to really dislike Japanese cartoons and animations. And now I found myself being extremely drawn towards characters and backstories. And I realized that I actually need a backstory in order to be able to feel something from porn.
I know we started off really hard with that, but we were just kind of fascinated to know that like that was a really popular genre and we did get a lot of DMs from people about it.
I'm so floored, but I had no idea.
I think it used to be niche, but I was shocked about the fact that it's becoming like...
the most popular for 5 years in a row.
5 years in a row is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? I always just thought it was like step sibling.
Yeah.
Well, MILF was second. MILF was second, so that makes sense. MILF. I do think it's always like in my head, I'm like, oh, it's like step-sibling, MILF.
Yeah. Surprisingly, we didn't get any MILF DMs, but we did get a lot of kink and fetish ones, which I think we should talk about. Tim saying, anything involving ropes, spanking, a lot of BDSM elements. Ben saying, I'm a cisgender hetero male who loves BDSM, from impact play, which is kind of like hitting and striking, and heavy restraints, to pegging and pet play, as long as it looks fun.
Josh saying, I'm into CBT, which is cock and ball torture. I don't know why. I just do it and no one knows because I think I'll be judged and called a freak. Interesting. And Rolf, this was actually a really popular one in our DMs. I think we should do a whole episode on this, so watch this space. But he sent us this voice memo.
Haha, so here's one that caught me completely off guard. I stumbled across peeing in porn, And I was totally surprised to find that it actually turned me on massively, and even more surprised when I spoke to my partner about it and did it in real life. And it was, yeah, extraordinary. I would never have picked that for myself. I've not told anyone in a public forum, only my partner. So there you go, girls.
There you go. I think you're right. Let's definitely do an episode because we definitely got huge. A few DMs
and a lot
on
of
that.
You saying that you felt a lot of shame around it. So let's delve deeper into that because, yeah, there's no shame.
There also were a lot of DMs from you talking about really loving trans porn. And I think obviously there is a lot of shame around that too. So we thought let's take a moment and talk about that. We found a lot of straight guys actually talking about this to us. Reese saying trans porn is really getting me off at the moment. And Sam, who actually is trans, told us this. I would say trans porn definitely played a role in my journey to transition. This is particularly feminization, kink, and porn. You get a great sense of satisfaction from expressing yourself as your actual gender, but that can be overwhelmed by shame. And exploring these things in a more private way can be one of the first places that you typically feel safe doing so, which makes complete sense.
I think it goes back to the thing we're talking about at the start of this ep hit, where we're talking about the intent of why you watch porn and certain porn, right? So for Sam, it was a way to explore potentially what they might, you know, be into or explore their gender and their identity. For other people, though, it might be a way to fetishize a particular person. And I think that we'll get into this with the expert because I think that's important to explore that, like, cultural context matters and intent matters. And at this current political moment, we can't not acknowledge the fact that there is a lot of transphobia. And so it'll be interesting to kind of unpack that a bit more around, like, yeah, if you really like watching or you get off on watching trans porn, what kind of trans porn is it? And what is the intent behind watching that?
Yeah, no, completely agree. And I think I would love for our expert to answer that and figure out how do you discern those feelings. In the same route, you know, a lot of the stats that we were looking at with Pornhub in particular, race was like a very big like touch point for people where they were like watching very specific races of people having sex. And I would love for the expert to explain that as well in that context and see if there's a crossover.
Yeah. And when does it become fetishization and when does that become problematic and what kind of should you reflect on as a person who's consuming that kind of content?
Yeah. On that same kind of note and thread, let's talk about gay porn because so many of you who are straight are loving gay porn. And sometimes it was like surprising and then sometimes you were like, no, I know exactly why, which is great. Obviously, there are a lot of guys who DM'd us and they were like, love girl on girl. Like they literally just love that kind of gay porn and they were like, the more puss, the more boobs, the better. But a lot of you were basically surprised by different types of gay porn that you were into. Like Dean, I'm a straight guy, but I love watching guys fuck for some reason.
Jess saying, I identify as straight, but I like lesbian porn, especially big-breasted curvy women. And Bibi saying, I'm in a hetero marriage and I love watching same-sex couples. And Saskia, always been a big fan of smart books, especially gay MLM ones.
So we got a voice memo from Han talking about this.
So I'm a straight female and the type of porn that I like is mainly gay porn. I started with lesbian porn when I was younger and I think it's something to do with always feeling like sex is to please a male. So it was always intriguing to see women getting pleasure when it's something that in straight heterosexual relationships I feel like women suffer a lot with. It's not something that I've ever tried before. I don't know if it's something that I would do, but who knows. And I kind of like male-on-male gay porn also, and I think that's, again, to do with sort of, like, gender norms and, you know, men being dominated that I sort of like because it's usually the other way around with, like, women being submissive.
I'm like, is that wind? What's happening there?
I feel like, is it like rain or is she making popcorn?
I was trying to concentrate, but I was like, what is happening? I love that from Han because now I feel really validated. I'm like, oh my God, that's why I was watching it.
So it's kind of
it makes so much sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, feminist sort of like female gaze point of view. Firstly, the girls are having great time. They're having pleasure. And then the guys...
You take yourself out of it.
Yeah.
Which is why I think for so many people, Heaven Rivalry was so hot. It was like seeing a beautiful romance, love story, hot sex, safe, consensual, mm-hmm. that didn't involve degradation, objectification, or misogyny with women involved.
Yeah.
Like Tian says, I love gay porn as a straight woman. Something about straight porn seems really fake to me. Maybe because it seems more enjoyable like a fantasy because I haven't actually experienced it.
Mm.
And Lexi saying, I'm a lesbian and I love gay male porn seems more real and enjoyable for the people in it.
We genuinely had so many messages from people just being like, the people just look like they're enjoying it, like way more yeah. than like a guy and a girl. Like genuinely that's why. I think that's a huge reason.
So fascinating.
But then again, if we go back to like what we're talking about, that kind of framework of like, why do people watch porn? Again, like it's a taboo thing. Like gay people are still a minority. There's still a lot of hate crime against gay people. And there's also, yeah, that could be a taboo thing for you, especially if you're like a very conservative person and you maybe your intent is to explore your sexuality in a way and you're still feeling a bit like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah. We haven't really addressed the fact that like people just love taboo things. People yeah. love the forbidden. And I think that a lot of porn use comes from being like, this is a bit naughty.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that now you're gay yeah. or that now you want to be pissed on or now that you want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
fuck a tentacle.
Exactly. So another big thing that you DM'd us about what you're loving is kind of that subversion of traditional gender roles. So if we're talking about hetero, it's kind of like the man being like strong, provider, woman being like submissive, caretaker, gentle, whatever. But so many of you were like, I like it when it flips. And this is what Tay said. So she said that she used to mimic what she saw in porn when she was having sex with her ex, the guy being really dominant, the girl being submissive, but she started to switch things up.
Honestly, only recently, like maybe 5 years ago or 4 years ago, I actually started watching porn for myself and for my own pleasure. And I switched to porn where the woman was more powerful and she was dominant. And then I tried to apply that in the bedroom as well. But I'm way more careful or scared to be dominant. Though when I watch porn, I watch very like sadistic women applying body pain and more intense DS relationships.
This is something I really want to explore with the expert. The psychology behind it, because I just think, like we said, cultural context matters.
I think in the context of this, because BDSM has so many, like, good BDSM, let's yeah. just say, has good layers and good rules and
consent.
Consent is super involved. Speaking of flipping roles, Greta sent us a DM saying, I get off watching videos of guys getting pegged by women, so hot. And Jay sent us a voice memo talking about this as well.
So I'm a trans guy and I sent in that I'm into women, femme women, fucking guys with a strap on. So that's either cis guys or trans guys. I'm into it in real life. The idea of a femme woman absolutely dominating me and just smashing me with a strap on is so fucking sexy to me. Something about the role reversal, I think, of a really femme woman who's usually portrayed in porn as this, I guess, submissive kind of person, just taking that dominance back and just absolutely annihilating a guy with a cock is really fucking hot.
Power was such a huge thing in the DMs from you. Like it's such an important part of the porn that you consume. And that could be, like Minhani said, a dirty doctor, a boss, like whatever it is, it has to have a power imbalance. And Sarah sent us this voice memo as well.
I would say that the genre of porn that I always seem to keep coming back to is, I guess, porn in which the girl is taken advantage of, as strange as it sounds, and that seems to be like babysitter or, you know, stepfather or that kind of vibe. I think it's just the whole helpless, a little bit of the CNC sprinkled in there as well. As far as how similar it is to what we do in the bedroom, we do bring in little parts of it.
Yeah, James sent us a DM saying, I seem to really like hard mouth fucking or girls being restrained, but I'm not that dom in real life. We also got this voice memo from Josie who sent us this really great voice memo kind of explaining what's going through her head because she really loves rough porn as well.
I'm really into watching rough porn. It's really different from how I think I am in the bedroom. I'm quite an anxious person when it comes to sex. I always get really caught on thoughts of, am I taking too long? Are they enjoying this? How do I look? All those really fun things that really take you out of the experience of sex. But the draw card in rough porn for me is that there seems to always be someone who is in control. They're making the decisions. They're changing things around to increase the pleasure. And the idea of someone who is in charge like that, I find really attractive because I wouldn't have the chance to be so caught up in my head with the sort of quick changes and the intensity of the experience. So that's what's always sort of kept me interested in that sort of rougher style of porn.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And like, great to see that you've reflected on like, why am I into this? And also then knowing like, this isn't probably going to happen in my real life, you know?
Mm-mm.
On the same vein of like enjoying rough sex, but also feeling like it's a little bit problematic, we got this voice memo from Jay as well.
Something about that taboo of, ooh, I would never do it in real life, but I kind of like watching it in porn. And interestingly enough, when I come or orgasm, whatever, I kind of have this feeling of guilt and shame after I watch it, like, oh, God, I would never do that in real life. I have so much respect for women. I'm a staunch feminist, but yeah, I will admit I really like watching a cis guy just quite aggressively have sex with a woman in porn.
It must be so hard. So I can imagine it would feel really confusing and there would be a lot of shame if you couldn't help in private be like, I'm into this, because you're like, this goes against my values, my beliefs, how I show up in the world. It feels a bit problematic. Why am I into this? And like thinking about the cultural context I was talking about before.
I think, and the way that people potentially deal with this is maybe not consuming like mainstream watchable porn in this sense. And I think that's why smut books have had such a huge rise, because more often than not, they're like female authors. It's written from the female gaze. And there's kind of a treatment of those plot lines and that kind of sex in a way that feels safer and more ethical to like enjoy.
Well, you never truly know.
You just don't.
If the porn you're watching is ethical, you just absolutely have no idea.
And they are real people in those rooms. Whereas when you're reading a fantasy book and you're like, oh, there's this plot line where it's like consensual, non-consensual, which is CNC, which is what we've been referencing. You're like, kind of like the hentai thing. You're like, well, it's written. These aren't actually real things.
It's anime.
And it's probably by a woman. And there's a really strong, like, there's definitely a strong female presence when it comes to like smut books. So you kind of feel like you're in this community of people who kind of get it. And they're like, it's okay. We do like this thing and it's probably against like our general values outside of the bedroom, but we can come in this safe space and kind of enjoy it.
And no one is harmed.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Let's talk to the expert.
Like Sarah said, I'm quite a dominant and confident person in real life, so it's nice to be taken advantage of in the fantasy world. That's what fantasy is for, right? To become a different person. Which that kind of makes sense, right? You can have, like you said, in smart or in audio, it's like dangerous plot lines. It's like potentially non-consensual. Like,
yeah.
But I'm just, I'm so fascinated in like exploring this more with someone who can talk about how to maybe sit with those kind of the duality of being into something that you know potentially could be problematic.
Yeah. So everyone who did DM us about this, and there were so many of you who were like, I'm a huge feminist, but I love like dubious consent, like whatever it is. Let's get those questions answered for you.
Oh my God. Wow.
It was a big episode.
It was a really big episode.
It's hard for us to be like, to step back and be like, we're not going to have an opinion on it and like everything.
Well, also like, yeah, I'm just so conscious of making sure that no one feels judged and it's a safe space, because that's what we exist for here on The Hookup. And I just don't know a lot of other podcasts or places where we can have these kind of conversations.
Mm.
And I just think like we need to be able to talk about these things, and we need to get, you know, experts in the room, and we need to unpack things. And
yeah. And it's good to reflect like what is actually really going on for you in like this. We're trying the most unbiased way as possible. And like, yeah, we hope that you felt seen and enjoyed this. And if you have more questions like we do, like coming out of this, we're like, I have more questions than answers right now.
Yeah. I'm like, have some of the abbreviations. I'm like,
never heard them before. Yeah.
But I'm like, I low-key feel a little bit inspired.
Really?
Well, more on like the anime side of things.
Yeah.
And like the smut book. I don't know. I just like, I love the possibility of what some of you said of figuring out what you might be into that you didn't realize you were.
Mm.
And I think that there's a lot of ways you can do that through like anime or like smut. And like you said, like those kind of, that kind of porn, like the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. All right. Okay. See you in the DMs.
Bye.